Part 5. Armor. Chapter 1. There was nothing more on the coil. Holly kept checking, running it through as Laya and I sat there on our couches, stunned and staring. But it was no good. It was over, and nothing could change it. Nothing could change the fact of it, or the aura of obscenity it created. Kent had killed Felix. Kent! After all he had been through, and all he had had to become and become again, after all the bravery and talent, and after being the toughest man alive, Kent, everybody's hero, had killed him. Holly gave up after a while and sat back down. The medicos came in and fussed with us. We took it without speaking, without thinking. They pronounced us emotionally and physically exhausted. They said we must get to bed at once. And we did. Still, without speaking, without saying goodbye or good night, we went. Laya, I remember, was weeping softly, almost silently. I could not. It wasn't sadness, I felt. Not exactly, not remorse. It was disgust. I stumbled back to my room, still dazed. Fucking Kent. That one fact managed to say more about the whole filthy mess, the whole filthy war, than anything else. To me, it was the war. I found my suite empty. I slid out of my clothes and stood there, wondering what to do. Then I saw the bed and remembered. I sat down on it. The mirror was across from me, and I stared at myself without recognition or purpose. Fucking Kent. I slept. And then I was waking, badly and slowly and still dulled. I looked up to find Cortez shaking me awake. "Leave me the hell alone," I growled and turned over. He shook me again. I spun around, lashed upward and snatched him by the collar of his crew jumpsuit and gripped hard. His eyes bugged.
"It's Weiss," he hissed. "Weiss sent me."
I stared. "You? You're in on this too?" He nodded quickly, like a squirrel. I sighed and dropped my hand. "Tell him later," I said tiredly. Then I noticed the clock. It didn't seem right. "What time is it?"
"Almost morning," said the squirrel. "And—"
"And what?"
"And the city is burning."